In this issue of All Access Nerds, I fly solo and talk about DC comic books and Marvel comic books and a few independent publishers that I picked up over the last few weeks. Sorry, Ryan, you snooze, you lose. Greetings, this is Nick, and I want to thank you for downloading another issue of All Access Nerds. Today I'm running solo. Ryan cannot make it. We have tried several times to get together and generate another podcast for you and for us because we enjoy doing it. But we just have not been able to make the connection. So I'm going to go ahead and do one, and we'll go ahead and try to get him back for the next one. If not, I might get a special guest co-host. So over the last few weeks, some of the comic books that I've picked up and that Ryan and I have talked about, Red Hood and the Outlaws, picked up the rebirth of that and issue number one. Wasn't too bad. Red Hood is going undercover, if you will, to the criminal organizations. Also picked up All-Star Batman number one. That was really good. That one's got Two-Face in it. He's put a bounty out on Batman that if anybody can rescue him, Two-Face, who Batman's captured, that they'll get a lot of money. So you got half the state looking for Batman and Two-Face. Detective Comic Books issues 936, 937, 938. The government is creating a Batman force. We got Aquaman issues 3 and 4. Thing with Aquaman, I'm not a big Aquaman fan, and I've already mentioned that before many times, especially I'm not a big DC fan, but I love the artwork, and the colors are just very, on the covers, it's just very vibrant and they pop. So it's really good to see that. Justice League issues 1 and 2. We have Action Comics 959, 960, and 961. Superman is fighting Doomsday, and we get to see his son from him and Lois Lane, get to see his son John, some of the powers that he's exhibiting. We also have Green Lanterns 3 and 4. I'm not too wild about that. I've tried to hang on to it, try to stay in there, just not feeling the connection to the comic book. So that's one I'll probably end up dropping. That's just my personal opinion on it. Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps has potential. I like it so far. I've got issues 1 and 2 and Rebirth number 1 on that. I already talked about the Batman All-Star. Problem is with the Batman All-Star, that's a $4.99 book. So it's a lot more expensive than the $2.99 one, obviously. So I'm not sure how many of those I'll be getting. Because if you spend that $5 and $3 for the rest of the covers, the rest of the issues of the different titles, kind of adds up really quick. So, we got Superman number 4 I picked up. He also is fighting along with his son, John. They're still fighting some kind of Kryptonian creature. We got Wonder Woman issues 2 and 3. Wonder Woman, I like the Wonder Woman character. I like what she stands for, but I'm just not a big fan. Kind of hard to explain. So that's another title that I've dropped. You've got Batman 2 and 3 that I picked up and read. That's the brother and sister team that they have superhero powers. I get a feeling that it's going to be ending soon for that team of superhero twins. I think they're twins. So I wasn't too impressed with that. Thor number 9, ongoing Lady Thor. I'm still liking that. And I picked up Flash's numbers 2, 3, and 4. I really like the Flash, which kind of surprises me that I like it so well. But the storyline going on with the, I can't think what you call it. I don't call it Flash Force. That's not it. But there's been storms giving people, regular civilians, Flash-like powers. So that's kind of interesting, just regular everyday people. And Barry Allen is training these people how to use their powers and how not to be afraid and not get themselves hurt or hurt others. On to movies. I did see, finally saw Star Trek, the newest one. Enjoyed it. Very, very good. I know Ryan saw it also, and we talked about it. He thought it was really good, too. Saw Suicide Squad just the other night. I was about a week late seeing that. I want to wait till some of the crowds died down. I don't like the big packed theaters trying to fight for a seat and armrest. That was good. I enjoyed it. It's been getting a lot of bad reviews on Sweet Tomatoes. That's a restaurant. On Rotten Tomatoes and some of the online critics aren't very fond of it. It's a movie, folks. It's made for entertainment. It's not going to be life-altering and change the way you think about the universe. It's just a simple, simple movie. So it was fun to watch. And I don't know about you, but I am seriously looking forward to this fall's lineup of superhero shows. I know that on Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that they're going to be bringing the Ghost Rider in. to the show. I'm looking forward to that. I'm a big Ghost Rider fan. And of course, most of all, I'm looking forward to the return of Doctor Who this winter. So not too much going on the TV shows other than what we've already talked about and covered over the last couple months. I did pick up, back to comic books, I did pick up Batman The Dark Knight Returns, the original series by Frank Miller. And I was able to get those in the CBCS. So they're graded. Those are a very nice addition to my collection. Been finding myself getting a lot of the graded comic books over the last couple months. Not sure why. Hopefully be a good investment. So this is kind of short and sweet. Not very fun without having my co-host here with me. I think what I'm going to do is I got a handful of comic books here that I bought that I didn't mention earlier. I'm going to grab this stack and see if there's anything else that I wanted to give a worthy mention to or about. All right, so I did pick up Dark Horse Black Hammer, issue number 1. It's about some superheroes that have basically retired. Oh, the old famous Gru from Dark Horse. I got Gru, issue number 1 of Fray of the Gods. You gotta love some Gru. Deadpool and the Mercs for Money, number 1. I did not like it at all. I think they're really stretching the Deadpool titles out very thin. Civil War 2, issue number 3. I think we talked about that before in the death of a major Marvel superhero. Daredevil's issues 9 and 10. Issue number 9 had Spider-Man in it. They're off in, they're overseas. That was a decent one. I did pick up the $6 Million Man, Fall. That's a Dynamite, issue number 1. Picked that up last month. Rebirth, Nightwing Rebirth. Didn't care too much for it. Just my personal preference. Batgirl Rebirth. Let's see. DC Universe Rebirth Batgirl number 1. I didn't care too much for it. That's just, again, all these are my personal opinion, folks. Some people, it's paper gold to them. It's not me. Hanna-Barbera's Wacky Race then number 2. I know issue number 1 kind of surprised me. It's based off the cartoons from back in the 70s and I guess early 80s. Issue number 2 is the last one I'm going to get. Kind of lost its flair for me. DC Universe Titan, or Rebirth Titans. That's a really nice artwork. I like it. I might pick up, it was issue number 1. I might continue that series for a little while. I picked up issue number 1 of ROM. That was from IDW Comics. I remember ROM from when I was a kid. It wasn't too bad. It was a Marvel Comics character. This one is from IDW. I kind of lost its wow factor for me. Of course, we have Civil War 2 number 4 that had the trial of Hawkeye for what he did to the Banner. Red Hood and the Outlaws number 1, the Rebirth number 1. It was okay. Kind of gave a little backstory on Jason Todd, which I personally needed, not being a big follower. Superwoman number 1. That kind of surprised me. I'm anxious to see where that goes. I might pick up a couple more issues of that. We've got The Accused Civil War spinoff features Daredevil. The Amazing Spider-Man issue number 16, Marvel Comics. That one's titled Before Dead No More. So there's some stuff going on there with Peter Parker's aunt. She's married to Jolly Jameson Jonason's dad, and he's sick. And there's a cure to make him feel younger, stronger, better. And Parker is, all he sees is dollar signs with that. Let's see what else we got here. Going through my stack here. Give me a second. Battlestar Galactica, issue number 1 by Dynamite Comics. Another Battlestar Galactica reboot. It sucked. Don't waste your money. Let's see what else we got here. Deathstroke, Rebirth number 1. I'll get a few more of those, see how those go before I hold judgment. Issue number 1 of an Image comic called Kill or Be Killed. This one is a typical vigilante story. I kind of like those type of characters, the anti-hero, if you will. So for me, I loved it. Young guy gets some crime happens to him. He snaps, starts taking on the bad guys himself. That's it in a nutshell. So Kill or Be Killed, Image, that was issue number 1. And that's about it for an honorable mention, I guess, if you will. Well, that's about it for me. I'm going to do a quick contest since Ryan's not here. And this is going to be kind of cryptic. I'm looking for a specific set of numbers and letters. There's 6 of them. And all I can say is 1977. Wow. So the first person to send me those 6 numbers and letters in the proper order, I have a Star Wars Cloud City pint glass that I will send you. It has a picture of the Cloud City on it. And when you put cold liquids in it, the Millennium Falcon shows up. It's kind of cool. So it's unused, brand new. You can submit your answers to allaccessnerds@gmail.com. Again, that's allaccessnerds@gmail.com. So that's about it for me. I don't have anything else, so go forth and do great things.